this point, what they're looking for is just information, some feedback from residents, that type of thing, to move forward with the official plan update. So we're just kind of at the starting process of that.
Okay, so we'll move it along from there, Sue. One of the other issues or stories that have popped out of Georgian Bluffs is short-term accommodation. And I know it's not just a Georgian Bluffs scenario. Tell me what's happening there. You had a survey, if I'm not mistaken, over the summer.
There was a survey, and we have a working group that's staff and residents that are working forward, figuring out whether we're going to do a tax, how we're going to ask people to register, what exactly we need to do. And I think one of the prime considerations that we have for the township is there a need for a registration? Do we have a lot of these properties that are creating a problem, or is it only two or three? And if it's only two or three, do we simply look at addressing those ones and not bringing in rules for everybody? So it's kind of in the beginning stages of figuring out what's going to happen there.
How delicate a balance are you walking? And I think you touched on it, Sue, that maybe this is just a really minimal place where you have some bad issues happening as opposed to the greater good for the region that offers so many great opportunities with short-term accommodation.
It is a bit of a tightrope in that we don't know that information, so that's what this group is working with staff to come up with that information. Bylaw enforcement is involved in it as well, so that we know what the issues are, where they are, and there'll be a report come back to council, but I don't actually have a time frame in that. I'm thinking early in the new year.
We're with Georgian Bluffs Mayor Sue Carlton today on Home Base. Sue, the Derby Community Center was making news out in Kilsyth. What's happening with the Derby Community Center?
Well, at this point, council decided at last week's meeting to turn down the proposal. Our consideration there is, how does it impact the local residents in Kilsyth? And we do have one main group that is using, well, two main groups. Derby Pioneers are using it, and the roller skating group. And if we don't have that venue there for them in this form, that's going to shut down their group pretty much, because they don't have another place they feel they can go to. And they are talking of growth that they could get going again. They see themselves being up to about 100 members and bringing in all different ages. And I think we'd like to help promote that. I think we would like to see it still available to be used by the community. And granted, it doesn't get a lot of use other than there's lacrosse plays indoor out there, the roller skating group and the Derby Pioneers. I think it's if we went to the turf, and here I'm kind of speaking for myself, not the rest of council. My feeling was, for the rare times that the community wants to come together, whether it's a strawberry tea and social, whether it's a buck and doe, other events, if we have rented it out, then we've lost control of being able to rent that to our own community residents. And while Georgian Bluffs hasn't in the past considered non-resident fees for any of our facilities, we tend to lean toward having everyone come and use the facility, because maybe we only have eight players in I'll use the example of midget hockey out at Shallow Lake this year. We have a total of 24 registered. We can put, as I understand, two teams on the ice out there. But that's by allowing non-residents to come in and play with our residents. So I think we want to keep all of our facilities open to everybody and have that control within the township itself.
Last couple of questions for Sue Carlton, the mayor of Georgian Bluffs, joining us today on Home Base. Residential, commercial, agriculture, you've got it all. You've got a very varied community and municipality, Sue. Where are you seeing the most growth or the most activity? Would it be residential?
Yes, I would say residential. Kilsyth Meadows is currently being developed. Cobble Beach is coming through with application for phase three. There's two other developments that when we get the sewer system out from Cobble Beach to the rest of the community. We'll see two more come on board. And the normal infilling throughout the township.
And finally, Sue, before we let you go today, looking ahead, is there a project? Is there a development? Is there something happening in Georgian Bluffs that you are most excited about in the short term or long term?
I wouldn't say any major developments. I think one of the things that always, I think, excites all of us on council is being able to keep that low tax rate while still working to keep our infrastructure, our community centers, our road networks, everything going forward. And we're always working on something, whether Pottawatomie Water System, there's always something in front of us that we're working on.